Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of Never Not Having Fun. I'm your host, Sydney. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 2022. It's nice to see you. Ooh, that kind of rhymed. It is 2022 now. I am 26 years old. I'll get into a little bit of an update on me now, but let's talk about 2022, okay? Let's talk about 2022. This podcast, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I started this podcast in 2021, almost a year ago? I don't know. I'll have to look at the dates of it. But I've kind of been slacking on it. Let's be honest. I haven't been feeling like I'm inspired to make a podcast, but we're not going to let that happen. All right. We're going to be inspired and we're going to make a podcast. And if I'm not inspired, I'm going to make it anyways. And hopefully it'll be funny. And if it's not, then if I just put out 5-minute episode every week, like I'm going to try and put out like bigger episodes that are like, you know, meaningful. But even if I just put a 5-minute episode out every week, that's what we're going to do. Okay. 2022. We're doing it. We're committing to it. It's on my vision board, which we're going to talk about in a second. It's on there. Okay. So update about me. I'm 26 now, which is so great. It's so great. It sucks. It sucks. I got kicked off my parents' insurance, which sucks. Listen, America. Listen, okay? If I still live with my parents and my parents are still willing to pay for my insurance, let me stay on the insurance policy, please. It has been a nightmare. I don't want to go to the doctor because my deductible is so high. I have an autoimmune disease. I just don't want to deal with it. Okay. Like literally, I'm understanding that like I'm an adult and I need to pay for my own bills, but also medical bills are so expensive and I'm going to have to deal with this for the rest of my life. So like, let's just give Sydney a break and like let her parents pay for it. Okay. My parents are no longer paying for any part of my medical, like even the doctor bills that my insurance doesn't cover, which I'm very lucky. Let me just clear this up. Okay. I'm very lucky. I work for my dad and at the job that I'm at, they have a very good medical program. They pay like 75% of my medical. I only have to pay the other 25%. So it's not that bad. The bad part comes with the medical bills. Like my doctor, First of all, I'm looking for a new rheumatologist because I cannot stand my rheumatologist. And doctor, whatever your name is, if you're listening, I don't like you. Sorry, not sorry. Anyways, they charge me like $500 to put an IV in me. And he won't even give me the medication that I actually need. He puts me on like these stupid self-injection things that don't even work. Anyways, whole rant for another time. Let's talk about manifestation. I personally in the past have had a very negative attitude towards manifestation because I just don't really believe in manifestation. I believe in like putting it out into the universe, which yes is manifestation, and then doing everything in your power to make sure you get what you want. Putting in the effort to achieve what you want to achieve. I think a lot of people, and maybe it's not a lot of people, maybe it's just people that I've been around that are into manifestation. They say, oh, I'm going to put out into the universe. And then they do nothing to make sure it happens. Like genuinely, I've had friends that are like, oh, I'm going to manifest this and then do nothing to make it happen. And if you don't put the work in, it's not going to work out. Like you can't, the universe is not just going to be like, oh, well, she said she wanted this. Like, let's give it to her. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Okay. Let's talk about my manifestation in the past. Okay. So 2021 was a crazy year for me. If you're a new listener, I'm sure you came from my TikTok. And so you know how crazy my year has been. I started off the year with no following, just a normal person. And then in June, we all know what happened. The dress didn't fit. The rest is history. I'm now an influencer, which is crazy. I never thought I'd be an influencer. But in 2020, I wrote two scripts. with influencers in them. The first script is a TV show that I wrote with my friend Michael that we're hopefully one day going to make a reality, but we did film the first episode. And I'm not going to tell you what the series is about because we're still working on it, obviously, but basically my character wanted to be an influencer and she worked in an influencer house. And we wrote that in like January of 2020, maybe even started it in 2019. I can't remember, but before the pandemic happened, before I became an influencer. I became an influencer in July of 2021, just to clarify. So we filmed that in September of 2020. And in August of 2020, I had written a short film called Quarantined for Life, which if you have been following me at all on Instagram, I actually talk a lot about it because we filmed it and it was like my baby and I am obsessed with it. And hopefully one day soon, I can share it with the world. It is still being edited. It was a big project. But anyways, hopefully soon it's done. And the premise of Quarantine for Life, I can talk about it because it's already filmed. I'm not going to tell you everything about it, obviously, because I want you to watch it. But basically the premise of it is it happens during quarantine. This girl named Jeanette, the pandemic hits, she gets quarantined and she gets agoraphobia. And to deal with everything, basically, she becomes an influencer. And she blows up overnight, which was what happened to me. And so basically I manifested my influencing career without even realizing it. Another funny thing is, one of the characters that I wrote, her name is Delilah, and the girl who played Delilah wasn't even in a relationship when we filmed it, and now she's engaged. And Delilah in the movie gets engaged. So yeah, it's just crazy. My producer for both those projects literally like a couple months ago was like, Sydney, your life is literally what you write it. And I was like, I know, maybe I'm a magician and maybe it's not about manifestation, but it's about writing scripts and I'm just writing my future. So I'm going to keep doing that. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. I'm going to keep doing it. But anyways, my thoughts on manifestation, if anybody wants to start manifesting their 2022, here's the thing about New Year's, okay? Everyone's like, oh, I have to start it now. No, bestie. First of all, it's the weekend. It's July. What is wrong with me? It's January 2nd, which is a Sunday, which is technically not a business day. So the new year doesn't start until Monday, which is today, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out. But anyways, everyone always thinks like you have to start it in the new year. You can start anytime. So if you want to start like manifesting your 2022, do it. Let everyone know. I do believe in like telling people what you want, because if you tell people what you want, they're more likely to hold you accountable and you're more likely to accomplish it. But don't just like manifest and be like, oh, universe, this is what I want, and then do nothing about it. Like go out there, manifest your life, get what you want, and then go out there and work your booty off to make it happen, okay? Things don't get handed to me. Things don't get handed to anybody. If you are seeing somebody succeed, it's because they put in so much work towards it. So don't just like go out there and manifest and be like, oh, that's it, I manifested. No. 2022, we're making things happen. Go out there, work your booty off, and make it happen. Speaking of which, let's talk about my 2022 vision board. Okay, in the past, I do vision boards. Okay, they're fun. Mostly, they're for aesthetic purposes. But this year, I really changed it up. Okay, so for 2020 and 2021, I made mine very aesthetic, and like I'm looking at it right now for 2021, and it's like good colors. It's like I have a graduation cap on there because I wanted to work hard in school. And like I didn't put actual goals on there. I just put like images of things that I wanted to achieve / like things that I wanted to keep in mind. That's not the case for 2022. That is not the case for 2022. 2022, we're going into this year with big goals. I'm talking major life-changing goals, okay? Number one, I'm going into 2022 with a mindset that I am worthy of love. I have this messed up, skewed perspective of myself. I was bullied a lot growing up about my looks, my personality, all those things. I've had terrible friends who like were really mean to me about my personality as recently as 2020, which they're no longer in my life. So like, don't worry about that. But anyways, I'm going into this year believing that I am worthy of love. I had a major glow up. If you go back and look at my Instagram, I had a major glow up in 2021. Like, I'm looking good, guys. Not to be like braggadocious, not to be like egotistical. I'm looking good, okay? And 2022 is the year that I find a man that is going to love me for who I am, craziness and all, okay? Because I'm worthy of love, right? We all are. I really had this skewed perspective that, like, I was just, like, I was super ugly and unattractive. I'm not. I'm not, like, a model, but I could be if I wanted to be. Let's just manifest that. Just kidding. Anyways, I told all of my friends. I've literally told every single one of my friends. I've texted them all and said, 2022 is the year that I find a boyfriend. So I'm letting the podcasting world know that this year, Sydney's going on dates. She's doing it. She's doing the damn thing. Okay. Anyways, I hate that phrase. Sorry, I said it. But anyways, this year, my friend Jonna and I make this every year. Shout out to you, Jonna. Thanks for being my friend. We make vision boards. And by every year, I mean the last 2 years. And she suggested that we have a phrase of this year. And I was like, I love it. So my phrase of 2022, I'm letting you all know right now, it's from TikTok. I am booked. I am busy. I am in demand. All right. Because I want to be booked. I want to be filming TV shows. I want to be filming movies. I want to be busy. I want to be working on brand deals. I want to be working on whatever. I want to be working towards a greater future for myself. And I want to be in demand. Okay. I want men to be in. I want to be in demand. What? Sorry, my brain worked a little bit too fast there. I want to be in demand. I want people to be like, ooh, we want Sydney. Ooh, we want Sydney. That's what I want. Okay, so that's what I'm going to make happen. I also put social media goals on there. So it is not too late to start your vision board for 2022. My 2020 vision board, I did it in February. So get out there, get on Pinterest, start looking for what you want, sit down, start thinking of the things that you actually want to achieve, and like, there are things on here, like I put fall, like, okay, so I know it's not all about the numbers, but I put on here that I want to hit 30,000 followers on Instagram and 1 million on TikTok. 1 million is a big number on TikTok. I'm very nervous about that. But here's the thing. If you have those numbers in mind at the very beginning of the year, you are going to do everything that you can, or you should do everything that you can to reach those numbers. So that's what I'm doing. I also put myself on my vision board, which I'm not sure if that's egotistical or manifestation. I'm going to go with manifestation. I put that on Instagram and people mostly said manifestation, but I put a red carpet on there because I want to walk a red carpet this year. I don't care if I'm in the movie. I don't care if I'm invited to the movie. I want to walk a red carpet. So I put that on there. Okay. And it's a cute picture of me. So we're going to make it happen. But anyways, 2022 is a year that we are going to get after our goals. We are going to make things happen. If there's something that you've wanted to be, if there's something that you wanted to do for a very long time and you just haven't put in the effort to make it happen, this year, put in the effort to make it happen. Because literally, I could have never imagined how 2021 was going to change my life. But my life is so different than it was in 2020. So different, and in very positive ways. And I just think that, like, I got lucky. I'm going to tell you right now, I got lucky with my first video blowing up that I posted, but I didn't just get lucky and then stop there. I didn't just say like, oh great, I did it and now I'm done. I put in so much effort to build my following on TikTok and to build up my Instagram. You have to put in the effort. So if there's something that you want this year, put it out there into the universe, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know, and then go out there and make it happen. Put in the effort, put in the work. All right. We're going to do that this year. We're going to put in the work. We're going to put in the effort. Anyways, that's my opinion on manifestation. manifest it and then go out there and do the work. What else do I have to say? I think that's it. I recorded this twice because the first time I recorded it, I was like, Sydney, you're annoying. You're annoying. Oh, also, I'm not wearing headphones. So hopefully this sounds okay because I'm not listening to myself record. And usually I listen to myself record, but I was too lazy. They were upstairs. Okay. They were upstairs. Next week, I think I'm going to talk about my vacation. Because it was a pretty wild time. I think I'm going to talk about, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Maybe I'll spill the tea on my vacation. There's not tea to spill, but maybe I'll talk about it. But anyways, let's talk about like what I've done this year so far. I've slept. I've slept. Like I said earlier, it is not business days, okay? The New Year's resolutions start on Monday because that's a business day. Anyways, I haven't been dedicated to working out since before my vacation. I don't think of working out as motivation. I think of it as dedication, but I haven't been dedicated to it. So I'm getting back after it today. Also, I'm recording a podcast, and that is one of the things that I said I was going to do this year, record podcasts. So we're going to get after it. And there'll be a new episode next week. Even if it's just 5 minutes, like I said earlier, even if it's just 5 minutes, there's going to be a podcast every week, hopefully. Hopefully. And also, I'm going to have a YouTube video up going through my vision board. It's not quite done. I'm missing a couple things on there. So once it's done, I'm going to put that video up. And I'm going to become, I literally, I put on my vision board, a YouTube star too. Because she can have it all. She can do it all. Anyways, keep following along on TikTok. Keep following along on Instagram. I'm hopefully going to be making a movie this year. Hopefully. I'm going to do everything in my power to make it happen. Anyways, that is it for this week. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe out there. Get after your goals. Manifest them. Work hard. And remember, keep never not having fun. Bye, guys.